الحمد لله، الحمد لله أمر بالصبر خير عباده وأعلمهم بأنه يحب الصابرين وهو معهم، وبشر أهل الصبر بأنه من عزم الأمور، وأخبرهم بأنه مع الصبر لا يضرهم كيد أهل الشرور، وقرن سبحانه بين الصبر والشكر في مواضع من كتابه، فقال سبحانه فيهن جميعا: إن في ذلك لآيات لكل صبار شكور. وأخبر أن أجر الصابرين لا يحيط به حد ولا يحصيه عد. والصلاة والسلام على خير الأنام وآله الكرام وأصحابه مصابيح الظلام، خاطبهم آمرا بالصبر فامتثلوا وصبروا حين قال لهم، فرضي عنهم فسعدوا بالدنيا والآخرة. قال سبحانه: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، لقد ذكر الله الصبر في أكثر من 100 موضع من كتابه، تارة يأمر أولياءه بالتحلي به في أداء الطاعات كما قال عز وجل: وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها، لا نسألك رزقا نحن نرزقك، والعاقبة للتقوى. وقال تعالى كما في سورة مريم: رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما فاعبده واصطبر لعبادته هل تعلم له سميا. وتارة يأمر بالصبر على البقاء مع الصالحين كما قال في آية الكهف: واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا. وأرشد أولياءه إلى المخرج من كيد الكائدين ومكر الماكرين وحسد الحاسدين، فقال سبحانه كما في آية آل عمران: إن تمسككم حسنة تسؤهم وإن تصبكم سيئة يفرحوا بها وإن تصبروا وتتقوا لا يضركم كيدهم شيئا إن الله بما يعملون محيط. وأخبره عن صبره، وأخبر سبحانه عن أنبيائه على أذى خصومهم وسبيل تحقيق النصر والتمكين عليهم، فقال عز من قائل كما في آيات سورة إبراهيم: قالت لهم رسلهم: إن نحن إلا بشر مثلكم ولكن الله يمن على من يشاء من عباده، وما كان لنا أن نأتيكم بسلطان إلا بإذن الله، وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون، وما لنا ألا نتوكل على الله وقد هدانا سبلنا ولنصبرن على ما آذيتمونا. هكذا قالت الأنبياء لخصومهم الكفرة الفجرة، قالوا: ولنصبرن على ما آذيتمونا وعلى الله فليتوكل المتوكلون. وقال الذين كفروا لرسلهم: لنخرجنكم من أرضنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا. فأوحى الله إليهم، إلى من؟ إلى الأنبياء. فأوحى الله إلى الأنبياء الذين هم خير من وطئ الثرى: فهل لكم فيهم أسوة؟ هل لكم فيهم أسوة تأتسون بهم وتسمعوا ما أمركم به ربكم وتحظوا بما وعدكم به من النصر والظفر والتمكين والرضا؟ قال سبحانه: وقال الذين كفروا لرسلهم لنخرجنكم من أرضنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا. فأوحى إليهم ربهم لنهلكن الظالمين. لم يقل الله عز وجل تهلكن أو ليهلكن غيركم من الأمم الذين ترفعون إليهم أكفكم وتعلون لهم رجاءاتكم، ولكن قال عز وجل: فأوحى إليهم ربهم لنهلكن الظالمين ولنسكننكم الأرض من بعدهم. لكن ذلك لمن؟ يقيد الله عز وجل ذلك كله لا بالذين يرون أن عقولهم هي الراجحة التي تقودهم إلى ما هو خير، ولكن أولئك الذين يسلمون أمرهم لربهم عز وجل وينظرون ماذا أمرهم به في كتابه وفي سنة نبيه، وينظرون في أسلافهم من الصحابة والتابعين وأتباعهم إلى قيام الساعة من أهل العلم ماذا صنعوا ويصنعون، فهم من ورائهم سائرون، لأنهم ورثة الأنبياء. ولذلك قال الله عز وجل: ولنسكننكم الأرض من بعدهم، ذلك لمن خاف مقامي وخاف وعيد. أما أولئك الذين لا يرتضون إلا آراءهم وفكرهم ونظرهم دون الرجوع والاحتكام إلى كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، دون الاقتداء بما أمر الله به من الاقتداء، أولئك الذين يمدون أيديهم ويرفعون أصواتهم إلى خصومهم الكفر الذين صرح الله عز وجل بالقرآن بأنهم لا يريدون بمؤمن إلا لا يرقبون بمؤمن إلا ولا ذمة، ولا يرضون عن أهل الإسلام إلا يتبعوا ملتهم ويتخبطوا في أوديتهم ويكونوا أذنابا من ورائهم. أولئك لا حظ لهم في مثل هذا الموعود من النصر والتمكين. قال عز وجل: ذلك لمن خاف مقامي، يعني قيامه يوم القيامة. أما الذي يقول مقولة امرأ القيس: اليوم خمر وغدا أمر، فهو والله ليس إلا إلى خسران وضياع وبوار. قال عز وجل: ذلك لمن خاف مقامي وخاف وعيد، أي خاف وعيدي. أما الذي لا يخاف وعيد الله بأن يسلمه الله عز وجل لنفسه وخصومه إن هو تخلى عما أمره الله به، فإن هذا لا حظ له في الدنيا ولا نصيب له في الآخرة. وقد أخبر صلى الله عليه وسلم عن فضل الصبر فقال: ومن يتصبر يصبره الله، وما أعطي أحد عطاء خيرا وأوسع من الصبر. متفق عليه من حديث أبي سعيد الخدري. فعلى الأمة إن رامت السلامة والفوز والنجاة والظفر في الدنيا ويوم القيامة عليها بالصبر على جميع ما قدر عليها من أقدار شرعية فتأتي بها وتنتهي عما نهيت عنه. وهذا أيضا من الصبر على ما أمر الله عز وجل به، وكونية بما قدر الله عز وجل عليها من فقر تارة وضعف تارة ومرض تارة وتقلبات في الأحوال الجوية وغيرها تارة، يرجعون الأمر إلى الله ويستكينون لله ويدفعون البلواء باسترضاء الله وبطاعة الله ليتحقق لها العز والتمكين والنصر وصلاح الدنيا وفلاح الآخرة. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم من كل ذنب وخطيئة، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله ولي الصابرين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله خير من صبر طاعة لرب العالمين. أما بعد، فقد أخرج الإمام مسلم في صحيحه في باب الأمر بالصبر عند ظلم الولاة واستئثارهم، أخرج الإمام مسلم في صحيحه في باب الأمر بالصبر عند ظلم الولاة واستئثارهم، قال عن أسيد بن حضير أن رجلا من الأنصار خلا برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: ألا تستعملني كما استعملت فلانا، يعني ألا تجعلني أميرا أو مسؤولا على شيء كما استعملت فلان؟ فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنكم ستلقون بعدي أثرا. يرشد صلى الله عليه وسلم أن استعماله لفلان وفلان ليس عن أثرا، وإنما عما رآه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من استحقاق هذا المرء وجدارته بهذا المكان، لكن سيكون بعد عهده صلى الله عليه وسلم حكام يستأثرون بالمناصب والأموال إما لأنفسهم وذويهم أو للمقربين منهم. هذا أخبر به صلى الله عليه وسلم في حياته، أي قبل 1400 سنة. واليوم يريد أناس أن يخرجوا على هدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بثورة نجحت في أمريكا أو في أوروبا أو في أفريقيا، ويتخذونها مثالا يحتذى به، ويتركون هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإذا ما قام فيهم خطيب أو واعظ أو عالم يذكرهم بتلك الأحاديث ويذكرهم بالآيات التي فيها الصبر، قالوا: هذا مخذل، هذا متعاون مع الطواغيت، هذا كذا وهذا كذا، لأنهم أناس لم يرضوا بالله ربا ولم يرضوا برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إماما يهتدون به، ولكن جعلوا عقولهم حاكمة وجعلوا أمثلتهم أمم ظالمة لم تقم في بلدانهم عدالة قط إلى اليوم وإلى قيام الساعة، كذبة فجرة يدعون أن عندهم العدل، وكلنا يعلم أن القتل في الشوارع في العواصم عندهم كل يوم، ولا يوجد لهم غريم لأن غريمهم هم حكامهم. لذلك أحبتي في الله، لزم أن نعيد ونكرر حتى يكون الأمر متقرر مثل هذه الأحاديث والآيات. وإن ظن ظان أننا قد فرغت جعبنا مما قد نقوله، ولكن وجدنا سلوانا في قول الله وقول رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وجدنا ظلمة حالكة هذه الأيام لا ينيرها إلا قال الله وقال الرسول، وجدنا تيها في صحراء فسيحة لا يرى أطرافها، لا يدل ولا يهدي فيها إلا اهتداؤنا بأئمة الإسلام من أمثال صحابة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، ومن أمثال الأئمة الأعلام كالإمام أحمد وابن تيمية وغيرهم كثر في تاريخ الإسلام، لكن قومي لا يعلمون ولا يقرؤون ولا يرجعون ولا يسمعون ولا يقبلون النصح من الناصحين. نسأل الله لنا ولهم الهداية والسداد. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنكم ستلقون بعدي أجرا فاصبروا. هذا أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وتوجيهه. أما المطالب التي تقوم في كل دوار من دوارات العواصم اليوم، إنما هي مخالفة لهدي الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم، وليس بها لأحد كائنا من كان من حكام وغيرهم، ولكننا أمرنا أن نتبع أمر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فلا بد أن نأتمر قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: فاصبروا حتى تلقوني على الحوض، حتى تلقوني على الحوض. نعم يا عباد الله، من أراد، من آمن أولا بالبعث بعد الموت والحشر وآمن بحوض النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنه لا بد لمن قدر له أن يسلم أن يشرب من ذلك الحوض، إذن عليك أن تأتمر بأمر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقد أخرج الإمام مسلم من حديث أبي يحيى صهيب بن سنان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: عجبا لأمر المؤمن، يعني أن أمر المؤمن كله عجيب، فيه أمور عجيبة، عجبا لأمر المؤمن كله له خير، يعني لا يوجد في أمر المؤمن شر له. كيف ذلك؟ قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: قال: وليس ذلك لأحد إلا للمؤمن. انظر يا عبد الله، إذا لا تأخذ قدواتك من الكافرين والفاجرين، لأن أمورهم ليست إلى خير. ونبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: عجبا لأمر المؤمن كله له خير، وليس ذلك لأحد إلا للمؤمن. إن أصابته سراء نعيم ورغد عيش ومنصب وبناية وسيارة وتجارة وزوجة حسناء وأولاد بررة، هنا يرضى ويشكر، ولكن إذا جاءت الأخرى، هذا هو موقف المؤمن، هذا موقف الرجال، هذا موقف الرجال. أما غيرهم فأشباه رجال وإن طالت شواربهم، أشباه رجال وليس برجال. من يتنصل عن سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهديه، والله ليس برجل، والله ليس برجل، وإنما الرجل الحق. وإن كان كوسجا لا شعر في وجهه خلقة، والله هو الرجل، هو الرجل. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له. لماذا؟ لأن الشكر يأذن بالمزيد، وإن تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم. قال: وإن أصابته ضراء صبر. لماذا؟ قال: فكان خيرا له. لماذا كان خيرا له الصبر؟ قال: لأن الله عز وجل يقول: إن الله مع الصابرين. فمن كان الله معه أي ضير يلحقه، من كان الله معه أي ضير يلحقه. لكن الرؤى القاصرة وعميان الأبصار بل عميان القلوب لا يرتضون إلا نبذ سنة نبيهم صلى الله عليه وسلم واطراحها والاقتفاء بآثار الكفرة الفجرة الذين هم أنفسهم يلعن بعضهم بعضا على ما يرون من بعضهم بعض، إذ يقوم قائمهم يدعو إلى انتخابه ويعد بوعود طويلة عريضة، ولا تمر سنة إلا والكل يجمع على فساد إدارته، لأنه لم يأتمر بأمر الله ولم يأتي من طريق هدي رسول الله. يقولون: نريد انتخابات، وفي الانتخابات يرشح المرء نفسه ويعد بوعود كاذبة: انتخبوني انتخبوني. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: من طلب الأمارة لم يعن عليها، من طلب الأمارة الإمارة لم يعن عليها، يعني أن الله يرفع عنه عونه. ولذلك لم نجد، وأقولها لم نجد في تاريخ الأمم، من صعد انتخابا ناجحا ولا واحد. ومن كان عنده مثال فليقدمه، ولكن الهدي النبوي هو الذي يكفل لنا نجاح الدنيا والآخرة. نعم عباد الله، واعلموا يا رعاكم الله أنه لا يكشف الغمة ويزيل المصيبة عن الأمة إلا الإخلاص لله عز وجل وصدق اللجأ إليه والتوبة من كل الذنوب والخطايا والرجوع إلى من أمر الله بالرجوع إليهم، وهم العلماء والأمراء الذين وهم العلماء الذين عرفوا به أي بالعلم وعرفوا به، لا يمسون لا لا ما يسمون اليوم بالدعاء. أن ظهرت يظهرون على القنوات وشاشات التلفزة ومواقع الإنترنت يباركون هذا الفساد العريض ويحرضون كل قوم لم يثوروا أن يثوروا، فلا تسمع لهم. والله سماهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دعاة على أبواب جهنم، والله سماهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كلاب النار، فلا تسمع لهم. وإن رفعت أصواتهم وكثرت جماهيرهم فإنهم دعاة فتنة، ولكن ارجعوا إلى أهل العلم الراسخين فيه المعروفين به الذين شابت لحاهم ومفارقهم فيه، فإنهم أجدر أن ينصحوا لكم وأعرف بما قد يكون فيه خيركم ونجاحكم. فاللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن، اللهم احفظنا في أوطاننا وأصلح ولاة أمورنا واجعلنا وإياهم من الراشدين عباد الله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على عموم نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، أما بعد. I began the khutbah today and this is titled by the most valuable thing that Allah Ta'ala gave to mankind. I began the khutbah by praising Allah who commanded his slaves to be upon, or commanded his best slaves, the prophets and messengers, to be upon patience. And he told them and informed them that he subhanahu wa ta'ala likes and loves those people of patience. And he also gave them the glad tidings for their patience and told them that it is best of their best matters that they can do, of their best deeds. And he, Allah Ta'ala, informed them that he, Allah Ta'ala, is with the people of patience. That he, Allah Ta'ala, is with them by supporting them, guiding them, defending them, providing them whatever they need. And so he protects them from the plans, the evil plans of the people of evil. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned patience along with thankfulness of his all together in four places in the Quran, as in ayah 5 of Surah Ibrahim, ayah 31 of Surah Luqman, ayah 19 of Surah Saba, and ayah 33 of Surah Ash-Shura. In all these ayat, Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ. إن في ذلك لآيات لكل صبار شكور. As we said in these 4 places in the Quran. Naam. As in these 4 places Allah Ta'ala said, verily, and this are signs for every patient, grateful person. Meaning grateful to his Lord. Grateful to his Lord. And Allah, naam. And he, Allah Ta'ala, informed that his reward, the reward of patience, is uncountable. Is countless, endless. As Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرًا بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Verily, those people of patience, their reward, or they're going to be rewarded tremendously with no any count, or with endless amount. So no one can count the reward that Allah Ta'ala may give to those people of patience. And then I send peace and blessings upon the best of mankind and his noble family and his companions who were the lights and candles in the darkness, whom Allah Ta'ala directed the command to them to be patient, and they were patient. So Allah Ta'ala is pleased with them, and as a consequence they were pleased and they had the success. Allah Ta'ala said, as in ayah 200 of Surah Ali Imran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِطُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Or you who believe, endure and be more patient, meaning than your enemies, and guard your territory by stationing army units permanently at the places from there the enemy can attack you. And fear Allah so that you may be successful. So, 3 things that Allah Ta'ala commanded the believers with. The first believers, the early days believers, the Sahaba, responded to this command and they were given the success. And they were pleased. Today, people are not responding, so they have never earned any success. And they are not pleased. And you can see it today. No one is pleased in the Muslim world. And no one is winning their enemies. Simply because they are not responding to the commands of Allah and the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these are 3 things. Asbiru, be patient. Sabiru, meaning make your enemies patient. Meaning do not encourage them, do not encourage them to begin the fight. Do not be the cause of the fitna. That's with the pure enemies. What about it with your people? Subhanallah. وَرَابِطُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. رَابِطُوا, as you hear, that you protect your boundaries by setting up the armies, units there, so that they protect, and the enemies will see that the territory is guarded. Afterward, O slaves of Allah, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned patience in more than 100 places in the Quran. For more than 100 times, Allah Ta'ala mentioned this word patience. Either patience, or were patience, or be patient. and like that. Now, in many places, he commanded his awliya, his supporters, his obedient slaves, to be upon patience in performing the worships. Because performing worships, themselves need patience. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Kahf. Not Surah Al-Kahf. That is وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا طه نعم سورة طه آية 132 وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ أَجْرًا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ أَجْرًا So Allah Ta'ala is commanding His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this command. He say, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا and command your family to perform prayers with it. لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. We don't ask you to provide us any sustenance. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. We're the one who sustain you. والعاقبة للتقوى and the perfect end is only for piety and those people who are upon piety who are pious and here Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Maryam ayah 65 رب السماوات والأرض رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما فاعبده واصطبر لعبادته هل تعلم له سميا هل تعلم له سميا the lord of the heavens and the earth and all that is in between so worship him alone and be constant and patient in his worship do you know of any who is similar to him Of course, none is similar to or co-equal to Allah Ta'ala or even comparable to Allah Ta'ala. And he has none as a partner with him, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Naam? So Allah Ta'ala is commanding his slave Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to command his family to do the worships and he himself to be patient in doing the worships. And sometimes, He, Allah Ta'ala, commands the believers to be patient in the terms of staying with the pious people. It needs patience because pious people might be poor. You might find that maybe you don't find yourself there. That is from the shaitan. He wants you, you know that, One sheep, if the one sheep goes off the fold, what will happen? It's easily hunted by the wolf. But when it is inside the fold, although these all are sheep, and the wolf is much stronger than them, and much wild, but yet he thinks a lot before he attacks the group. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us, as a protection today, as a protection from desire from the shaitan, always be around, surrounded with the pious people. Always. Why? Because simply, when you see them, you remember Allah. Because they are always on worships and remembrance. And also, when they see you going wrong, they advise you and correct you nicely. Now, not like Like the others, they encourage you to go more way, more far astray. Now, Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Kahf, ayah 28, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا. Now, so Allah Ta'ala commanded us with patience. And He Subhanahu wa Ta'ala guided His awliya, His people, or His slaves, sorry, obedient slaves, to the way how to be protected from the harm and evil plans of the enemies and evil creation. As in Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 100, we did not translate the Ayah of the Kahf, correct? Okay. Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Kahf, وَصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ. And keep yourself. Who is that? Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And keep yourself patiently with those who call on their Lord. Meaning that they do a lot of remembrance, worships and like that. Praising and prayer and other watches these morning and afternoon, morning and evening or afternoon, seeking His face. That's all they, what they want. They don't please so and so and so and so, but they only do this to please Allah alone, seeking His face, and let not your eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp and glitter of the life of the of this world, meaning attracted by the beauty of this life. Well, come that he is fighting for position. It's an election. They want it by voting. So by voting, anybody can be a president. Anybody. He saw straight who can be president. Very stupid. Pure stupid. No difference between him and a donkey. Maybe donkey sometimes better. You get advantage from him. But this person who is born president is worse than animals. One found with a lady doing zina. One speak yani with arrogance, and the other cheats his people, and the other does this. Many, many examples. I looked for any good example today. I didn't find anyone. I didn't find, honestly, from all those who've been selected by voting, I never saw any single one. And as I said on the member in Arabic, I said in English now. Show me one, I give you a prize. Give you whatever you want. Show me one with proofs that he is somebody who turned his country to be the best. And I can show you from the inside how people are killed in the capital city, in the street, in daytime, and there is no any one responsible for that. And the perfect police cannot even find. But they can find someone in the hole, in the desert, in the Arabian Peninsula. So this is all a joke. The real life is in following what Allah Ta'ala said. And those people went astray and they had all these killings in their places, in their territories, only because they disobeyed their messengers, meaning their fathers, the first fathers who were alive and right after their prophets, before Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They opposed the ways of their prophets. So how come they be guided? Today we have the guidance for us and for them, the Quran and the Sunnah. Why we look for guidance in other than them? Why? That's the problem. Na'am. And Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Imran, ayah 120, where Allah Ta'ala informed people, informed the awliya on how to get the protection from the evil plans of the enemies. Allah Ta'ala said then, there, إن تمسسكم حسنة تسؤهم. إن تمسسكم حسنة تسؤهم. وإن تصبكم سيئة يفرحوا بها. وإن تصبروا وتتقوا لا يضركم كيدهم شيئا. إن الله بما يعملون محيط. Allah Ta'ala says, if good befalls you, it grieves them. But if some evil overtakes you, they rejoice at it. But if you remain patient and become from amongst al-muttaqeen, the pious ones, and be more pious, not the least harm will their cunning do to you, meaning Allah Ta'ala will protect you from all these plans and evil plans. All what you see of destruction today is planned. It didn't happen out of sin. It is planned. Right? But who protects you from these plans? It's Allah. It is Allah. Only Allah. Only Allah. Now, only Allah can protect. Now, if for example, a president who's now hitting his people by air fighters and whatsoever, if any power today wants to take him, to remove him, or kill him, or take him, what will they do? They will destroy. They must cause a deception. They must. They cannot do other than that. But if the people return back to Allah and Allah Ta'ala wants to protect them, Allah will take his life. Finish. Period. Allah will take his life. Alone. Him alone. And dies and all the fitna gone. Now, but because people only trust what they feel, what they see, they don't trust the unseen. They don't trust their Lord. That's the problem. They say Muslims, Muslims. But when you look to their actions, not the actions of Muslims. It's not the actions of Muslims. That's the problem. Naam. So Allah Ta'ala surrounds all that they do. All that they do. And He Subhanahu wa Ta'ala also informed His prophets, or informed us of the patience of the prophets in regard to what happened to them from their enemies and opposers. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Ibrahim, ayah 12-14, Allah Ta'ala said, قَالَتْ لَهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ إِنْ نَحْنُ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَمُنُّ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَمَا كَانَ لَنَا أَنْ نَأْتِيَكُمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَقَدْ هَدَانَا سُبُلَنَا وَلَنَصْبِرَنَّ عَلَى مَا آذَيْتُمُونَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِرُسُلِهِمْ لَنُخْرِجَنَّكُمْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا أَوْ لَتَعُودُنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا فأوحى إليهم ربهم لنهلكن الظالمين ولنسكننكم الأرض من بعدهم ذلك لمن خاف مقامي وخاف وعيد.
Look at these ayat, subhanAllah.
I don't know if these people doing the demonstrations here and there, do they read this ayat or they don't? I am 300% sure that they don't, or when they do, they just read like any newspaper without any concentration, without any thinking of what they read. Because I saw some of them, they say, and some of these squares in some capitals, they say, no Christians, no Muslims, but we are Egyptians. And the other said, no Sunnah, no Shia, but all from Bahrain. Subhanallah. That is absolutely out of what Allah Ta'ala said. In Surah Ibrahim, which you are going to recite, we know Ibrahim. And how Allah Ta'ala said that you have the good example with Ibrahim when he freed himself from his father and his people. Because they were not among the religion that he was sent with. Now, so, Allah Ta'ala here said, and those who disbelieve said, no, and the messengers, and the messengers, their messengers said to them, we are no more than human beings like you, but Allah bestows His grace to whom He wills of His slaves. It is not ours to bring you an authority or proof, except by the permission of Allah. And in Allah alone, let the believers put their trust. And then Allah Ta'ala also told us what these messengers said, as in the translation of the interpretation. And why should we not put our trust in Allah, while He indeed has guided us our ways? And we shall certainly bear with patience all the hurt you may cause us. And in Allah alone, let those who trust put their trust. Then what their people said to them, the kuffar, and those who disbelieve said to their messengers, surely we shall drive you out of our land. Surely we shall drive you out of our land, or you shall return to our religion. So their Lord revealed to them, the messengers, the prophets, truly we shall destroy the zalimeen, the oppressors, the wrongdoers. وَلَنُسْكِنَنَّكُمُ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. And indeed we shall make you dwell in the land after them. This is for him who fears standing before me. Allahu Akbar. Only that. This is for him who fears standing before me. What does that mean? Yani fear the judgment. What does the judgment mean? It's a judgment of your deeds, of your statements. Watch out. Everything is written. And you are going to be questioned. Look for what is the proper answer. From now. Don't wait until then. Because then you cannot correct nothing. What is written is written. That's what you're going to see. So today, examine all your actions and your sayings. Today, you examine them before they come out of you. Before any word come out of your tongue, before any act come out of your body limbs, before anything of that, examine it. Is it for Allah? As you hear, for they only did what they did and said what they said for the face of Allah, seeking the face of Allah. And now you are told that you are going to stand before Allah. You're going to stand before Allah. And here Allah is the one going to question you. And here Allah is the one who knows everything. And here Allah is the one you cannot cheat. And here Allah is the one that you cannot convince of wrong. It's only what is written for you. And here Allah is the one who has written everything of you 50,000 years before He created the heavens and earth. So no way that you can escape out of it. But you prepare yourself from now. And be with the pious people. Do not just repeat. Do not be a poet that only repeat. But think of what to say and what to do. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as in the hadith agreed upon on the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, informed us about the merit of patience. The value of patience. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهُ. And he whoever try to be patient, Allah will give him patience. And then Allah, he sallallahu alayhi wa said, وَمَا أُعْطِيَ أَحَدٌ فَمَا أُعْطِيَ أَحَدٌ عَطَاءً خَيْرًا وَأَوْسَعَ لَهُ مِنَ الصَّبْرِ. And no one is given anything more valuable to him than patience. So you have to train patience. You have to exercise it. And then Allah Ta'ala, if you are honest, Allah will give you patience. So all the ummah have to show patience. Have to be upon patience. In regard to the destiny of Allah, what we call it, shar'iyya and kawniyya. Legislated destiny and the universal destiny. Legislated is what Allah Ta'ala commanded you to do, so you show patience in doing it, in performing it. And what He Allah Ta'ala told you not to do, so you show patience and staying and refraining away from it. Now, and kawniyya, universal, means whatever happens out of your power. It happens. Earthquakes, floods, rains, enemies, illnesses, perversity, whatsoever, which Allah Ta'ala written for you to see, then you have to be patient. You have to be patient. I'm wondering how these people want the demonstrations make them rich people. They always complain that we are still poor. So what this demonstration going to make any better? If Allah has written you to be poor, you're not going to be changed. You are not going to be changed. Even if you be the son of the king, you're going to be poor. You're going to be poor. Even if you are a son of the king, you're going to be poor. You can't be rich if Allah doesn't want you to be rich. You can't be. So we have to understand this very well. And this will remove a lot of this corruption happening today. That was the first part of the khutbah. And then the second part, I praise Allah, the wali of the sabreen, the supporter of those people of patience, and send peace and blessings upon the messenger of Allah, the best of the patience, whoever shown patience in worshipping the Lord of universes. And afterward, Imam Muslim has reported in the Sahih, in the chapter of the command, meaning from Allah, the command to be upon patience whenever the rulers oppress you. Whenever the rulers oppress you and take everything for themselves and give you nothing. Look to Imam al-Nawawi, he's titling this chapter with it. The chapter of the command, meaning from Allah Ta'ala, to be upon patience. But when it's not only when your fingers hurt. La, it is when the rulers be oppressors to you. They oppress you and take everything for themselves. There, you do not demonstrate. You do not fight. You do not and insult and use bad words, you do not go to the chest of the kuffar to get guidance from them of how to do, how to, as they say that there were many many opposing movements in the world been successful. How? They say, you look to some countries in Africa, in America, in Europe, in Asia, the people demonstrated and
like what Gaddafi always said that he is
Thawra.
Huh?
Revolution?
Aywa.
They say that with revolutions, many governments will change. That's true. But change to worse. Show me one example, change to better. Show me just one example. Just one example. Change to better. Name whatever. Even if you want to take some countries where their name come at the end of the alphabet, take. I still can't show you that it's not too bitter. It's too worse. The only better way is when the people guided by what Allah Ta'ala said. The kuffar, even the kuffar. An-Najashi was kafir. And he was the king of Habasha. Right? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the kuffar oppressed the Muslims in Mecca, he told them to migrate to Habasha. And he said to them, there is a king who nobody is oppressed there in his land. Why didn't he tell them to go to Yemen? Why didn't he tell them to go to Sham, which was also Christians like Habasha? But the king there, the difference is, and Najashi was a scholar in Christianity. And he tried all the time to be upon the proper guidance from Allah. For the others, no. How can we prove that? When An-Najashi received, or when An-Najashi heard about Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he listened to the Quran, he accepted Islam. He said, this is all exactly like what Isa came with. While Heraclius in Rome, in Sham, in Rome, did not accept, although he was, by the way, he was a scholar of Christianity, but he was a scholar who did not stick to the guidance of the Bible at that time. He was from those who corrupt the Bible to their wishes and hopes. And so when the messenger of Rasulullah and Najashi embraced Islam without any messenger sent to him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not send a messenger to An-Najashi. He did not send Ja'far as a messenger to An-Najashi. But when Quraysh sent Amr ibn al-As to convince An-Najashi to give them back these people, then Ja'far from himself defended Islam and Muslims and recited Surah Maryam for him. So An-Najashi realized it because he is a alim, he is a scholar in Christianity who is only looking for the haqq, the truth. Not like Heraclius. Heraclius was a scholar also in Christianity, but he was always bending the verses of the Bible to what pleases him. So when the messenger came to him, he refused, he rejected it. At first he showed that he accepted because it adhered what he had in the Bible. But when he felt that, oh, I'm going to lose my position, because the scholars around him were angry that he declared that Islam is good and this. So they were angry. He said, no, I just wanted to examine you.
And he rejected Islam again, after he knew that it is the truth. Okay, show me who is the president today who know about the religion that he believes in. From all those good examples that you want to take. Whatever. Name of a country in the world. That they say that this is the country where freedom, where this, where that. Show me. Just show me one. Just show me one and show me the justice. Just show me justice in that country. And I can show you. I have a case. I have a case recently. And the strongest power today, without any names. I don't want to mention any name of a person or country or whatsoever. But the largest power today, the largest power, who's trying to be the policeman of the world. Right? A Muslim family, 25 years ago, a mother had a boy and son. This boy and son, yani, did some kind of troubles and she beated them. Not, yani, a mother who can't be more soft to the child than the mother. So she beated them. Anyway, it was raised to the police by somehow. The police took it to the court. And the court freed the woman and she said, and the court said no. Now the judge said no. This mother wasn't bad mother to the children. But the police and the government insisted. The Senate insisted. The senator insisted to take the children from her. And at that time, at the time of the judgment, she was delivering her third baby girl. They came to the hospital and took the baby from the hospital. And I don't know after blood cleaned or before blood cleaned. Never mind, they might clean the blood later. But I'm afraid that they might not have enough cotton to clean the blood from the body of the baby. But they have taken even the third baby, which wasn't beaten. And they gave them to Christian families. Who said, where's the justice? Now, even the court in their country said, no, this is not correct. But they insisted, no, we wanted to go this way. Where is freedom? Where is justice? This is not the only case. This is case number 10000001, maybe more. In that only country. What about the others? All of them are liars. There is no justice, no freedom, nothing. Nothing. There are no any good from these governments to their countries. The only good is that we, people, public, go by the guidance of the Quran and Sunnah, that's it. If our governor, if our ruler is good, alhamdulillah. If he is bad, then let us check ourselves. Because as Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said, كَمَا تَكُونُ يُوَلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ. As you are, the ruler is going to be. If you are pious people, and that's why Ali radiallahu anhu, when the Khawarij came to him and said, Ya Ali, why you are not like your two friends, Abu Bakr and Umar? He said, simple. Because Abu Bakr and Umar, their people, they were rulers over people like me. People like me. I never object them, I never oppose them, I never accuse them, I never fight against them. But if I see anything wrong, friendly, kindly, nicely, secretly, hiddenly, I go and advise them. But me, Ali is saying, but me, my problem is that my people is you and the people like you. That's the only problem. You don't accept the Quran and the Sunnah, that's it. At the time of Abu Bakr and Umar, there were not much
problems because the people were accepting the Quran and the Sunnah. They used to accept the Quran and the Sunnah. That's it. But after the time of Abu Bakr and Umar, many people came to Islam only to destroy Islam. And began from the time of Uthman radiallahu anhu. That's why they're the one who killed Uthman. They are the one who killed Uthman. And they killed him when he was reciting the Quran. They did not even wait until he finished. They did not even take the Quran away from his hand. The blood scattered over the Quran. Except for one ayah. Except for one ayah. Where Allah Ta'ala said, فَسَيْكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ. And Allah will be sufficient for you to either defend or revenge from them. So we have to go back to the Quran and Sunnah. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, telling us that in, he said, as in this hadith, Usayd ibn Hudayr said that a man from Iraq came to Rasulullah Sallam and he took him aside. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, why don't you give me a position like so and so? Meaning to make me Amir or responsible of anything. Like so and so. Give me a position. It's exactly like what they do today. They say voting. What does voting mean? We must have candidates. And candidates, everyone come and say, choose me, I'm the best. Clowns. Only clowns. Choose me, I'm the best. If you are the best, you never recommend yourself. You never say, I'm the best. And then he started saying, I will re-asphalt your street. I will replace the old street lighting pools with new ones. I'll build you new stadium, new cinema, new theater. I'll build you new hospital. I'll change the whatsoever. I'll increase the salaries. I'll decrease the prices. Like if he owns everything. Like if he, and then they vote for him. He become the president. And then one month passed. Everything is, No, it's not same. Worse. Wallahi, it never stayed same. It never becomes same. It's worse. Simply because they say that one president said, a full thief, full stomach thief, is better for you than an empty stomach thief. If you think that they are thieves, then the one who's full is better for you. There is an excessiveness now. He will get the excessive thing. But the empty stomach one, he will come and he's only going to full. And by the time you realize, he is already full now. And then you new election. Or maybe what do you call that? A revolution? Or you revolute to change him and bring another hungry one. And maybe the first one used to eat bread with salt. Now this one wants hamburgers. He doesn't find it enough to bring only a piece of bread with olive oil. Or he wants hamburgers. And hamburgers are more expensive. Now, so maybe even the salt you will not find. So, ikhwan, it's all a big game. That person who knows the Quran and Sunnah, wallahi, will see it clearly. He will see it clearly, like the daylight. Now, so this man came to Rasulullah and he said, shall you not assign me a position? The Prophet did not say nothing to him about this, but he said, well, you are going to find after me selfishness of the rulers, meaning Athara, that the rulers take everything for themselves, give you nothing. Let us assume now there is a governor or a ruler who takes everything to himself and give others nothing at all. What shall we do? Now, and everywhere you go, where are these demonstrations? I challenge if there is nothing. There must be something. There must be something. Right? But Rasulullah ﷺ is telling us, nothing is given to the people. So what will happen? What will happen then? Then the Prophet ﷺ said to us, "Isbiru, be patient." Until when? People always ask this question. Until when? As I remember, the president of Egypt told him, 7 months for my period to finish, or duration to finish. He said, no, we can't wait 7 months. Wow, what if I tell them this hadith? They are going to assign me some type of, you know. The Prophet ﷺ is saying, be patient until you see me by my lake. Not 7 months. Until you see me by my lake. Subhanallah. These people don't want to listen to Rasulullah. Now, and the last hadith we brought in this khutbah was the hadith of Abu Yahya Sahib ibn Sinan, which is reported by Imam Muslim, where the Prophet ﷺ said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. The matter of the believer is wondering. Wondering. Why? Imam ﷺ said, كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. It is all good for him. And then he said, وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا الْمُؤْمِنِ. But it is not for anyone except the believer. Meaning, if anyone who is not believing in Allah, yani does like the believer, he would not get the benefit of it. He would not get the benefit of it. What is that? إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرٌ. إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرٌ. If a good falls him, he will be patient. He will be thankful and grateful to his Lord. Now, this is good for the believer. Why? Ayakhwan, why? Because Allah Ta'ala said that. وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And if you be grateful and thank Allah Ta'ala and praise Him for what He gives you, He'll give you more. He'll give you more. So, when you thank for the good, you are going to be given more. فَكَانَ خَيْرَ اللَّهُ. So it will be good for him. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرَ اللَّهُ. And whenever a harm falls him, he'll be patient. And this will be good for him. Why? Why when the harm falls on you, and you be patient, this would be good for you. Because the harm will fall on you as long as it is written in the destiny, in the preserved book. It's going to fall on you. You like it, you don't like it. It's going to fall on you. So, when you be patient, you'll be rewarded. First. And Allah Ta'ala will be pleased with you. And Allah Ta'ala will replace what you lost with something better. With something better. As the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah Ta'ala said, if I took the sighting of the two eyes of my slave and he be patient, I will only be Jannah. That's the replacement. That's the replacement. So, we have to be patient, Ikhwan. And we never listen to these arrogance and ignorance who try to lead the world. And I'm wondering, subhanAllah, the Prophet ﷺ said, Kabbir, Kabbir. Let yani the eldest start or speak or yani take the. And Ibn Mas'ud said, La tazal al-Ummah bi khayr ma akhadu al-ilma an akabirin. And the Ummah will continue to be on good as long as they take the ilm from their eldest. Today they say the revolution of youth. SubhanAllah, like if it is something good. La akhi, youth are ignorance, they don't know nothing. They don't know what is good, what is bad. They don't know. And that's why I look to the revolution in Egypt. Mubarak gone. Then another one came. temporarily. And after some time they said, no, this is not the one we want. This is the problem. Because people with no experience try to do this very sensitive duty. And the others are, mashallah, praising it and the revolution of the youth. That's wrong, ikhwan. That's wrong. We should go back to the eldest in age and ilm. We go back to them. And they tell us what is good, what is bad, what to do in each time. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad ala sahbihi. If there is any question related to the topic. No questions today, surprise. Means you all are not with the demonstration? You all are not with the demonstrations? Revelations? Alhamdulillah, alladhi afana min mubtalahu. عليكم السلام نفتح هذا بس دقائق True. This is an authentic athar. And also Al-Hasan Al-Basri said the same. If you guys go to the salt, Allah will leave you to the salt. And who has more salt? Who has more salt? The government, not the public. So what will happen? That's of killing. If you don't have sabr, same ruling. If the person doesn't have sabr, that's correct, yeah. Sorry? La, it is not only the rulers, but the highest of it is the rulers. But anybody has authority. You do not make khuruj on it. You do not try to... Well, it can be also counted to be worse than some examples of khuruj. When it is child to his parents...
I mean when the child is grown up, and the child is aware. Okay. The child is rebelling against his father. The young man is
If the son wants to do what?
To rebel against the father, like to be
called. It is even worse. It is even worse. Because the rights of the father is mentioned in the Quran right after the right of Allah. قَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانٍ. Right after the right of Allah. So how come he be disobedient to his father or try to do something that might the Salaf, some of the Salaf, one of the pious brothers and sisters was used to sit with his mother when they eat food, and he does not extend his hand until she finishes. He does not eat until she finishes. He was asked, why? And the food is enough for you and her. He said, yes, I know that it is enough for more than us. But I'm afraid that her eyes reaches a piece of food that my hand might reach before her hand. And then I eat it and she wished to eat. So I wait until she finishes completely.